You're listening to Kane and Corey.
And we're back!
Corey's chowing on a piece of toast.
So it's... Nope. Don't sell me short. It's multi-grain toast with almond butter, honey, bananas, and cinnamon.
Right. Something you got in your cupboard. Something you can make at home. He had a piece of toast delivered.
I didn't have time. I made two juices this morning. I made celery juice and I made my green juice.
That's so funny. I would have never have thought. You know what? I'm in the mood for toast. I'll have it delivered.
You want to know what kind of juice I made this morning?
Okay. What kind of juice did
Swiss
you
Swiss chard, morning? Kale, spinach, apples, and a navel orange.
I'm so sorry I'm missing out on all of that.
It's amazing for you. It's really good for you. You try.
Remember how,
you know what I ate yesterday? I chewed a raw garlic. You ever chew raw garlic?
Yes.
No.
Good for your heart.
You need to start doing this stuff, dude.
I like myself.
No, but if you like yourself, garlic. You really start doing this stuff, dude. Raw garlic, you got to chew it, and it's so good for your heart and your blood pressure and all your systems.
Didn't your doctor say, your numbers were good or something, and you told her that you changed your diet, and she goes, well, is that sustainable? Didn't that happen?
So the doctor called me, and the doctor said, listen, I got your blood work back. We need to discuss your cholesterol. She said, everything else looks great. Your cholesterol looks high. I said, doctor, I already know. I done checked out the cholesterol levels already, and I changed my entire diet. She said, what are you doing? I said, I'm not eating white bread no more. I'm not eating red meat. I'm eating plants. I'm juicing. I'm doing all this stuff. She goes, oh, my God. She goes, is that sustainable? And I said, doctor, I love it. And she said, well, then keep it up. And she said, in 3 months, we'll check your blood again, see if it's helped. Numbers.
You gotta give yourself a cheat day, though, because that's really, you can't live like that. You can't
you have
eat,
to. Yeah.
You can't eat dirt and shit for the rest of your life. You gotta be able to cheat.
I didn't say I don't get cheat days. I went out to eat last night. It was healthy, though. I had fish. I don't ever eat fish.
That's not cheating. That's not cheating. Have you cheated recently?
Yeah. Yeah, I had Applebee's.
Wow. That's cheating. Applebee's.
Man, hello, you went from darkness. One extreme to the next. Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Wow. He went from having toast delivered to Applebee's.
to having salt delivered. Yeah, I had a delivered. Buffalo chicken sandwich at Applebee's.
Ooh, was it good?
Oh, yeah, man. A little, and you know it's frozen, and they just microwave it up. But yeah. It was good.
Did it come cold? Everything. The last two, 3 times I've been to Applebee's, it came cold.
No, man. I haven't been to Applebee's in 12 years either. It was nuts. But no, it didn't come cold. I walked in. I was like, this place hasn't changed a bit.
Were you having a poor moment? Where'd you go? Times Square?
No, we were in New Rochelle at this jump house because it was my son's friend's birthday.
Oh.
And they had like 12 kids with them. So they weren't going to, they were going to go to Texas Roadhouse. And I was like, no, just go to Applebee's. You got like 12 kids with you. We're not going to Texas Roadhouse. That's nuts. So we went to Applebee's and this, you know, they got two for 25.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. Yeah. Best friend Russ is into that deal. That's why we used to go there. Well, let's just get the two. I mean, yeah, but it's a limited menu. Oh, there's like 6 things we can pick from.
That's it. That's only either it's 2 for $20 and you get three of those things,
right?
Which you get chicken, the most, it, nothing's on it. It's the most bland chicken and broccoli you can get. Then the next step up is, we'll add a little bit of sauce on it. And then the next step up is 2 for $35, which is a little bit better. But yeah, that deal is fucking shit.
I went to Cracker Barrel once and I was watching my weight. So I just, I'll get fish. I got a piece of, I think it was trout or something. Literally.
What the fuck?
Literally, I had the white plate and a white piece of fish, and that was it.
Who on gets my the plate. Fish that's, from Cracker Barrel? What the fuck?
That's how you they sure served that was it fish? To me.
Well, that's like going to fucking McDonald's and asking for a taco, dude. You don't get fish from Cracker Barrel?
Weren't you just, I don't know, a couple of humble train rides ago raving about the sushi in Penn Station?
No.
You said, they got sushi in there and
yeah,
everything.
But I didn't say sushi. I didn't say sushi. I was talking about the other, they had other foods. They had like all kinds of sandwiches and whatnot, like accoutrements and things. But what I said to you yesterday was Grand Central Station. Now that place.
Oh, sure.
Like Shake Shack.
Yeah,
and like all kinds of good restaurants. Luke's Lobster in there. Lobster rolls. That place, that's a classy establishment.
Well, it's funny how you have to patient-splain to your doctor. Like, I'm going today to get some, I don't know, I need to get a refill. I hate that they make you go just to refill your prescription.
Get money.
You know I need it, you fuck. And this
is
butt doctor.
They need that copay, too. They need you to come pay your fucking copay and get that insurance money. That's what they need.
That's what it's about. Yeah. And it's, they asked me before the show, what's it for? And is it for your butt? And I go, no, but the doctor will somehow turn it into that.
Oh, yeah, he's going to touch your butt for sure.
Oh, you have the sniffles? I better check your butt.
Oh, your shoulder
hurts?
You
have such tight anus. I need to check your anus. It is too tight.
Doc, I only pulled my shoulder. I know.
It is too tight. We need to check your tight little butthole.
All I hear is the snap of the glove on his wrist, and I just break out in a cold sweat.
Ah, yes. Here we go. Let me get in this little tight cheerio. Oh, very good.
But I have to. But what I'm doing is I'm actually... It's almost like homework now to go to the doctor. By the way, 68% of people patient-splain. That's a word they're calling
it
now.
But I think
you have to. I'm doing all this work. I actually call. I fact-check him. Last time I went, he said something. I said, well, you know, that's not what WebMD said. Because he prescribed me a statin. And
oh, for cholesterol.
If you're a doctor worth your shit, you know that I can't have statin with my CKD.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
It's horrible. So... Oh, I'm concerned about your kidney, but I will give you this statin.
Your kidney?
You can. What? You're shitty. You're a shitty doctor.
Well, Alicia's grandpa, step grandpa, was dying in the hospital, and he wasn't dying. They were like, his organs are failing. Let's give him Dilaudid, and it's like, yeah, make them fail even more. Like you're giving him hard medicine. It's gonna make it harder for it to filter through his organs. Like, why are you doing like that? You're just gonna kill him.
People, I forget the number, but it's. It's a big number. People who die every year because doctors fuck up.
Well, not only that, they're like, let's get them fucking out.
I mean, shit, they just don't care. So you have to be your own best advocate. We've said that before.
You got to ask questions. You got to fucking go. And that's what's cool about the doctor I just went to. She's very, like, she listens. Like, I had all these issues. She's like, let's talk about this. Let's try this out. And if it doesn't feel better in a couple of days, come back. We're going to talk to the gastrointestinal guy. She's like, you know, she was, I told her how I felt and she was touching on, like, my belly. And like, does this hurt? Does that hurt? I'm a wiener.
No. I got one of those guys who gives you the impression that he's listening. But he's really not because...
Your doctor doesn't know what HGH is, so I don't know.
Oh, there was that too, yeah. I had the patient explain that to him.
Yeah.
HGH, what's that? Oh, for the love of God.
Kane, between 7,000 and 9,000 patients die as a result of medical errors, meaning the doctors don't check the interactions between two drugs that you're taking, et cetera, et cetera. So, wow, that's crazy.
30% of patients worry the advice their doctor gives them isn't specific to their needs. Mafia, how many times do you feel that way? And they rush you out and you try to slow the visit down, right? But then you still feel, you never feel satisfied that you got your money's worth when you go see the doctor. At least I never do.
I remember when we were trying to get pregnant with Giovanni, the doctor would not give me the shit that I needed. So I told him, I said, I'm going to go to my guy and get my shit, and this is what I'm going to do. He goes, how do you know all of that? And I go, because it works. And then,
yeah, well, Jay, most times doctors don't prescribe steroids.
No, it wasn't steroids.
Variety.
No, it wasn't steroids. It was HCG. It was Clomid, the shit that they would give you if you're having problems getting pregnant. And he wouldn't give it to me. So I went and got it, and it worked.
Christine, I need the name of your guy, Christine. She goes, that's why I only go to alternative medicine doctors now. No one listens anymore. That's what I want to pivot to that because
you should,
I know that we're being lied to and scammed.
Well, not only that, you don't have growths or cancer or anything. You should do that because all the herbs and stuff they're going to give you is going to help you. It's proven to help.
Christine
like you
also
need,
says.
You need buckthorn and you need all this stuff that cleans you out. All these things that clean you out.
I had undiagnosed Lyme disease for a couple of years. I was blown off a lot, says Christine. Best friend Russ, too. He knew he had it. He just kept getting misdiagnosed. Well, you know, you're just tired or whatever they said.
So when he had Lyme disease, how did he feel? Like, sometimes I feel like I have caught Lyme disease, dude.
Run down and it just...
Achy
and you can never get out of it. If I remember right, if he's in the chat, maybe he can explain it better. But like... You know, it just lingered. It never went away, and it'd feel good for a while, and it would come back.
Well, isn't that what happened to Sister Robin too? I mean, she kept.
That's exactly
going,
what happened to Sister Robin for 3 years. She knew there was something up with her.
Yeah, you know when your body's not right. Yeah. You know it.
Usually, when you know it, though, is when it's fucking too late. Usually
right.
That's the fucking thing. Usually, when you start to feel, it's like, oh shit.
Exactly. It's just you can't really.
Oh shit!
Not so breaking news. Out of Rahway, New Jersey. Dear asshole in the blue Mustang, if you find my eardrum, please return it. It's not necessary to open it up all the way in a parking lot to prove how cool you are. That's from Denise Fokker. You're right, Denise. That's true.
Oh, no. Oh, God. Here we go.
What?
Oh, breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Upper West Side breaking news. Compassionate helper needed. Hi, I had a serious fall in December and I have been bedridden since then. I have knee surgery, so the only way I can get out of bed is with a Hoyer lift. I need someone to come help me bathe myself and feed me.
Oh, no.
This isn't true. That's
how much are they paying?
You know what, Jay? If you're going to drive here for that, you got an issue.
God, that's so sad they had to put that on a community page.
On a neighborhood app, dude.
Wow. That's really sad.
Uh-oh.
We got one from Sierra. Not so breaking news. Sierra and Rahway. Hello. Does anyone recommend a dermatologist that specializes in black skin from prior experience? Thank you. Okay. I mean, I guess that's the thing. Black skin's different than white skin. You need to be cared for. You need to be cared for properly, right? Don't you?
I got another one too.
Oh no! Here we go. Not so breaking news.
Not so breaking news out of Upper West Side. Good morning, everyone. I was banned for a couple weeks because I got discriminated against for speaking my mind about Christopher Columbus. As a saying goes, it's cool when they do it, but it's a problem when I do it. That's what.
I bet I would agree with what he. I don't know which side he was taking on Christopher Columbus, but I bet he was on the side of support for Christopher Columbus. Yeah. I'm sorry you have to deal with that. Oh God, I think we have one more breaking news.
One more each, yeah. One more each.
Okay. Yeah. From Stephanie in Rahway, chocolate lovers, where can I get a chocolate lava cake nearby? Something like a triple chocolate meltdown, except I don't want Applebee's.
Oh my God! First of all, okay, if you're gonna get a triple chocolate meltdown lava cake, Applebee's is probably the best place for it.
Right.
No shit.
It's got the most
You can talk all the crap about Applebee's you want, but that chocolate cake, that lava cake they have, holy shit.
No, you probably had that too. That's a total cheat day.
Oh no. Upper West Side. Everyone, please be careful. A couple of minutes ago, a man started verbally attacking my partner, accusing her of being an immigrant and to go back to her country, as well as threatening to kill her. He was following her. She was so frightened that she ran inside a store. Happened around 103rd. He's a male, black, 5'5", 30s, 40 years old. He took a book bag and a water bottle wearing a black jacket. Unfortunately, she felt unsafe to take a picture or video of him. Please be aware of your surroundings.
That is detailed. I'm not sure I'm mocking that one. That's a good one. You know?
Yeah, well, if you live in New York City, you get verbally attacked every day, so it's kind of like, that's normal.
What about all the videos now that are coming out of the women who are just randomly being punched in the face? The one woman posted hers, and now all of a sudden, I don't know if it's because of the algorithm and these are old videos, but now there's just a ton of them. There's women crying. I just got randomly punched in the face. Yeah, well, and welcome to New York City.
I did see one where a girl was like, I just saw the videos. It happened to me a week ago, and now I'm crying.
Yeah, see, like, now some of them, I think, are maybe taking advantage of it and lying.
Yeah. My thing is, though, every single female that got punched was on their phone at the time. And so what I think was going on...
Well, but don't victim blame. Just because you're on your phone isn't an excuse to get punched in the face.
I think what he was trying to do was trying to make people feel present and try to say, hey, now maybe now they won't get on their phone ever again because now they have to be aware of the surroundings. Now they will be more present in life. Now maybe that was what he was thinking, but as soon as they got punched, they all went like this with their phone.
I can see that. You know what he did?
I'm not condoning this at all, obviously, but I'm trying to get inside. I'm trying to be a profiler and get inside the mind of the
assailant.
The assailant.
Yeah. Well, Jay knows that word. How many times have you heard that in the courtroom, Jay?
He got on that fast.
You know what I think he did? I think he saw the picture. Remember the picture of the parade? And there was the old woman right in the middle of all these people, and she was the only one not on her phone, and she was watching the parade and enjoying it. Mm-hmm. I think he saw that photo and was so moved, he's like, you know what? I'm going to change the world. I'm going to make the world a better place, and every time I see a woman on their phone, I'm punching them just to make them put their phone down. Maybe that's what he was doing. Maybe you're right, Corey.
Now, again, I'm not condoning or saying this is right.
He could have gone about it a different
way. But I'm trying to be a profiler. Now, I'm guaranteed this is what they were talking about in all the rooms. What do they call the law rooms, Jay? You know, anything has to do with
courtroom?
No,
the interrogation room.
Or no, the debriefing room where they're trying to talk to everyone.
Yeah,
the debriefing room. They probably talked about this.
He likes the strip search room. That's his favorite room.
Jay, let me see your knuckles, by the way. Can't rule you out.
Yo, you know,
Jay's like, hey, you forgot us, but how do you know I don't have anything in my asshole? You didn't check there.
You didn't check this.
You know who did get punched? Well, that Bethany Frankel was one of them.
Well, now she came. Now, she's one I don't really necessarily believe.
And she said she got punched on the Upper West Side. That was the only one on the Upper West Side. Everyone else got punched like downtown somewhere. Like, so
you
it's
think
like
it was for clout.
It's
clicks.
Bethany Frankel, man. That's what she's all about.
Yeah.
I do think she'd be fun to party with. I mean, I wouldn't say no to hanging out with her over a few boxes of wine, but don't you think she'd be fun?
Everyone in the chat said they would have punched. Okay, let's not get there. We're not going there.
What'd they say?
Everyone was like, I would have punched her.
Come on.
Yeah, we can't do that. That's
she's annoying as hell, but I mean, like I said, there's
no
part
one
of
deserves
her.
To
and
get
you know
punched.
What? She's a pretty smart businesswoman.
Yeah, she is.
She's worth millions and not, you know, sure, of course, she got the launch on the reality show. But I mean, you know, none of those other women went ahead and started a fucking, what was it, skinny something?
Skinny brand.
Skinny brand vodka and all
that
stuff.
Oh, that's what she started?
Yes.
Yeah,
that's
that was hers.
Yeah,
she sold that and made a ton of money.
Yeah, of course she did. But no, no one deserves to get punched no matter what. So that sucks.
Well, that's not true. You can't go, they'll make a blanket statement like that. Some people deserve to get punched.
Damn it. All right. All right.
You want to make a
okay,
list real
so,
fast?
Okay. So someone on their phone about to bump into you not paying attention.
I just talked myself into agreeing with your side of the argument. You're right. You're right. They deserve it. By the way, that Mustang thing reminds me of this. Do you consider your car part of the family?
No.
I was thinking about my old car. Is there a car mafia? And you guys, is there a car that you wish you had back? Like I was wistfully thinking about my Fiero, my Pontiac Fiero the other day. And I was like, I actually went online to see if I could find it, but they all look the same. So I don't know if it's the same one or not, but
tell yourself this.
I wish I had that back. I felt like it was part of the family because you go through so much. It saw me through so many jobs and drove me to Arizona and Florida and everywhere. Like you don't consider a car part of the, well, not yours, not your current car.
Are you a muffler fucker, dude? What are you talking about?
What do they call that when you're attracted to automobiles? I know that's something.
Auto fixer. I don't fucking know.
You don't miss any cars?
I had a 350Z that I really loved and enjoyed. I did enjoy that car. But everyone used to say that was my dad's car, but it was actually mine. And so it kind of pissed me off. But I did enjoy it. Yeah, it was a fun car. I had a lot of good times in it. But not a car that I was like, oh, part of the family. I did get outside and wash that car all the time. Like, I made sure it was spick and span and I made sure it was nice.
It's called, see? You're proud of it.
It's called mechanophilia.
Mechanophilia.
Involving sexual attractions to machines such as bicycles, cars, helicopters, airplanes, etc. Yeah.
Jenny says, wasn't the Fiero the girl's version of a Firebird? No. No, it wasn't that at all. I've never heard anyone ever say that before. It was a two-seater. And it was a rear engine, a mid-engine car, but it was fucking, God, I love that thing. And they used to, they start on fire and they're not reliable and they break down. I had about 100,000 miles on mine.
What color was yours?
Silver. It was an 86 Fiero SE. It had the spoiler on it. It wasn't the GT. It was the SE, which is the one step down. But they all look the same.
They do.
The silver ones. Kat says, I'd miss the one I have now, but not the past. Gold Coast says, my 77 Camaro with a 350. Oh, yeah. When a woman mentions the engine size. Yeah. Oh. Galvin says, my Volkswagen convertible cabriolet. So much fun to drive. Yeah, they're not the best looking cars, but.
That's what you had, this one right here? Corey, are you good?
I'm trying to add it to the scene. What are you doing?
Yeah, but just add the spoiler. Does that have a spoiler on it?
Yeah, it has a little spoiler.
Oh, I had a bigger spoiler on mine, but that's exactly what it looked like. I had those exact same wheels, the white raised tires.
See, now
that kinda
to
looks
me,
like my first car. That my first car kind of looked like that.
To me, it looks like you wouldn't fit in that car, King, because you're
dude,
you're,
leg room for days.
Really?
Because the engine isn't in front. My legs went. I mean. You extend all the way to the wheel well, and look
how
far
the engine's
back
the seat in the back
is.
In that one.
The engine's right behind your. Right, it's a mid-engine. It's right behind your head. Yeah.
This is my
first car. That's a great fucking car. Where's yours?
I'll show you right now. This is my very first car. Oh my god, how awful this was. Right here.
That's nice. What do you mean?
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
That's great.
Everyone, I was 16 and I went to a private school with a bunch of rich kids. And I pulled up in this and they're pulling up in new fucking cars and shit. This was a 1988, okay?
Yeah,
and
I know.
This was year 2005 when I was going to school. We're driving to school.
Oh, what?
You still see those downtown Rahway now, except they got the muffler on them.
I had a muffler on mine. I had a muffler on mine, too.
They had those back then?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. This is my favorite car, though. I had a 2003 350Z. Oh, yeah, dude.
Now, that's a sweet car.
Yeah, that's a sweet car, dude. This right here, but I have black rims on it.
Yeah, that's a sweet car.
Yeah, dude.
Wow.
They would call me, you know, they call me, though, poor man's Porsche.
It does kind of
they always
like
had
a,
so they always had something to say. Man. They always had some people always had something to say.
Everybody has stuff to say. Look at Jenny. Jenny, it's 30 years on and she's still making fun of my Fiero. People will just have things to say. Staten Island Chris says, I love my 2012 red Honda Accord coupe with tan interior.
Wow, you want to go ahead, more specifics.
Right? Let's see. Tool job, my Toyota pickup was lifted with 38-inch tires. Oh, that's good.
Oh, Jesus. How'd you get in there?
Carrie's Berry says she had a 71 Volvo for her first car. Wow.
I bet that thing was safe as shit, too.
Oh, 100%. But there's nowhere she could park that fucking boat. That land yacht. I wish I had my Camaro back, too. Hey, give me a top five. Top five reasons your car is better than your spouse.
Oh, fuck.
Presenting Kane and Corey's Top Five.
Number five.
A car lets you put whatever you want in the trunk.
Oh, wow. Touche.
Yes.
Number four.
Your car doesn't care that you lock it in the garage.
Ah, your wife might.
Number three.
Your car doesn't take half your shit when you get rid of it.
True.
Number two.
Your car has bigger airbags.
Just buy her bigger airbags.
Number one.
Yeah, when your car won't stop blabbering, you can just turn this shit off.
Oh, my God.
Those are good. Very accurate.
Right?
Are you happy with yourself?
Yes. The hilarity lies in the accuracy of it. Paul Revere, 2007 Mazda RX-8. Ooh, the Mazda RX-8s were good.
Sick. Those were sick.
Those were really good. The 19... RX-7 with the rotary engine.
Oh, yeah. Because you couldn't blow that engine. You could rev it as
Is
long
that
as you
right?
Want.
Is that what the key of that, that thing was?
I had a 1987 blue IROC Z. Oh, missed that car, man.
Dude.
What?
I love the IROCs. I just had a regular Camaro, but boy, I would have loved to have an IROC.
With the T-tops?
Oh, what's an IROC Z?
Oh my God, Camaro IROC Z. It was like the fancy version of Camaro.
Fucking oh, I've seen those before. Yeah,
amazing car. Right.
Ugh.
Is that where you got your name J Rock from?
No, I was in a hip hop group and they called me J Rock.
Hey, right, J Rock, you got the IROC, son?
We got some mafia additions to the top five list. Forbidden balls. These are bonus top fives. Your car costs money, but at least performs a service.
Oh, damn.
Kat says, the woman from a woman's perspective, your car is hard as steel. It protects you, makes you look good, and doesn't whine when the engine light comes on.
Oh, okay.
Jay, an IROC Z is probably in good shape right now, worth a lot of money. Matter of fact, so are the Fieros. I'm like, let me get rid of my Jeep and go back to Fiero. I'm not paying 15 grand for a Fiero. That's what people want for those fucking things now.
Really? For the 88s, 87s?
$10,000, $15,000,
I didn't know what the IROC stood for, but apparently the Mafia does.
Italian retard out cruising?
Yeah. Well, that's what they're all saying, dude.
Italian retard out cruising. See, I grew up in Minnesota with no Italians up there, so I hadn't heard that before until now.
Yeah.
That's fucking hilarious. Rick, Doble Seis, 1984 BMW 325e. That's a nice car. You probably still get a lot of money out of that one, too.
Yeah, wow. The Eclipses, the 90s Eclipses, the ones that was in like Fast and Furious, those were sick, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those were nice. The mufflers.
See, now those to me are just like, I think the movie ruined those cars to me. Anything they use in that movie, it's like, and all these rice burners and these people want to fucking have these cars with the loud mufflers. They're all so annoying.
I loved it when I was a kid back then, so I thought it was the coolest shit ever.
Anthony, my 86 old Cutlass Supreme 442. Oh my God. My dad had a Buick with a 442 in it. That thing hauled ass. They don't make engines like that anymore.
My mom had one of those brown Buick station wagons. Mm-hmm. Bro, that thing would fucking go through everything. 10 inches of snow, you just fucking drive it and went through everything. And
oh, yeah. Those rear wheel drive and everything. Yeah. It didn't matter.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't fucking matter. All right, so let's just say your non-dominant hand. For us, we're righty, so it would be our left hand.
Okay.
I think this is kind of fun. We don't have to spend a lot of time on it. You lost your hand. You can replace it with anything. You can replace it with anything. It's now a robotic hand, and you can put anything on there you want.
Feather.
What? A feather? No, my first thought was, Corey's first thought was what my first thought should have been. My first thought was a flesh bot.
My first thought was a gun.
Yeah. Gun, much better choice than a flesh bot. Like, I don't even masturbate that often, but I was like, oh, that'd be cool to have like right there. Like,
just anytime someone pisses you off, you just.
Yeah. Raise your hand.
Yeah.
How do I go shopping at Target with a fucking flesh bot on my hand?
How do you go shopping at Target with a gun on your hand? I think the best answer is one of those pinchers. Because you know what? Or because you got your cell phone too. How are you going to do your cell phone with just one hand all the time? So you need something to hold. You got pinchers.
That's yeah, this is something I saw on the internet. So there are some answers given. Number one was a flashlight. You could do better than a flashlight.
Oh, flashlight? What are you doing with that? Live in a third world country? Yeah. What are you?
Jay, did you answer that? Because your power goes off all the time. You're like, really? You know what? I'm sick of looking for the flashlight every time the power goes off.
I would do a knife, like a nice blade that could be covered. Yeah, you know, because you could pick up meat with it and still eat and shit. Oh. You know what I'm saying?
You still have your other hand.
No, but I'm just saying, if you needed the other one, you could just, you know, like.
You're a sick fucking guy, dude.
I'm surprised you didn't say brick, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Well, the brick, you can't. Well, yeah. All right.
No, knife's a pretty good answer.
Yeah.
Gun is my favorite answer. Knife is my second favorite answer so far, actually.
That just means you like close battle and blood, dude. I don't want to fucking deal with that. That's
well, because, you know, I figure if you're missing a limb, you know, people are going to pick on you. And so to prevent that, you have a weapon.
Yeah.
Right, and with a knife, you could get away with it. You could just bury him and nobody will find out. With a gun, you're far away. There's fucking splatter involved. You know what I mean?
People's number two answer, integrated smartphone with touchscreen.
You just said phone.
Right. Well,
you could have just said, I know, but they could have just been like, phone.
Phone, yeah.
We know what you mean.
Screwdrivers on your fingers, tip. Well, I mean, you're missing a hand. So a screwdriver?
You know what I'd probably get? I'd probably just get a prosthetic hand.
Oh, hey.
I get a hand, a mechanical hand.
Retractable claws like Wolverine.
That'd be pretty fucking sick.
And a super strong grip. That was actually the top answer. People want a super strong grip.
Yeah, like a...
And so remember, you said the grabber.
Well, iRobot. Remember iRobot? They just put a robotic arm on his hand. Yeah. Remember? And that hand was strong as can be. I'd want that. Give me one of them strong arms.
Yeah, I do not want a phone. I look at my phone enough as it is. Yeah, I'm actually trying to wean myself off of the phone a little bit.
Yeah.
Like this morning, I read something last night, and I'm going to start doing it. The very first thing you should do is, even if it's a brief conversation, before you pick your phone up, just thank God and acknowledge that you have another day. You know what I mean? And be thankful. Start your day off on a positive note like that instead of looking at Instagram and looking at people bitching. So that's what I did this morning, and then I opened the Bible real quick and read a little bit of that, and
Which book did you read?
I opened Corinthians, actually. I opened up Corinthians. I opened up something about the Last Supper.
Corinthians.
Yeah. So would you just randomly open it and read where it opens?
And there's always, no matter what it's about, there's always something you can glean from it. There's always a way to apply it.
We learned about when God killed all those Egyptian kids over the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
When God killed all the firstborn Egyptians. You remember that? You don't remember the story of Moses?
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a little bit. I was like, wow, my God did that? Holy crap. That's crazy. he could have went any other direction, but he's like, kill him.
Cold coast them. Yep. Start with gratitude, then a full glass of water. I don't do that. I gratitude, then shit.
Gratitude, then celery juice for me.
Yeah. Gratitude. Until I go, ooh, pee. And then you got to run to the bathroom. Carrie says, I look at the weather when I wake up. I need to see the sunshine apps. You know what we should do? Tuesday, we play Read My Lips, right?
Read My Lips. There That's we what we do. Yep.
Read My Lips.
Read My Lips.
Read my lips.
Game inspired by many things, including the sisters, the one's deaf, and the other one. What would Andrea do? Well, she would not approve, but we don't care. We somehow push forward. Jimmy Fallon even does this bit. It's Corey versus me. We try to read each other's lips. We get 60 seconds to see how many we can get. We take the headphones off, turn the volume down so we can't hear anything. It's on the up and up. And who won last week? Oh, you pulled it out.
Yeah, you pulled
it out.
I got
like 8 in a row.
I always do.
Fucking
won. I always pull it out.
Not always.
My turn to go first. You went first last week.
Okay, so Corey's got his headphones off.
Yeah, Corey goes, yep. Are you ready?
Yes.
And begin.
Glass of water.
Glass of water.
Bing. Pint of beer.
Pint of beer. I see you going around with a little theme here.
Facial paralysis.
Fish paralysis?
Facial paralysis.
Penis paralysis?
Facial paralysis.
Facial paralysis.
There you go. You got that one. Shit. Lawnmower.
Long boner. What?
Lawn mower.
Boner.
No. Lawn mower.
Lawn bowling.
Oh, no, you're so close. Lawn mower.
Lawn mower.
There it is. Franks and beans.
Franks and beans.
Yes. Wow, he's doing good. Banana hammock.
Banana happy.
Oh, he didn't get it. He said happy.
He said
No, he said banana happy.
Yeah, did he say because it buzzed when he said it? So he said banana happy.
Happy, yeah, right, no, cool. Yeah. Right.
Was it banana happy? It was
no, banana hammock.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you said banana happy.
That's the only one you didn't. Banana happy.
I don't know, dude. It's just when you have your headphones off, it looks three, like four, things.
Five. So you got five, right? Is that what he got,
five,
Jay?
Yep, five.
Nice
yep.
work. Yeah, good first good. Round. I thought I'd get you on a couple of those. I guess not. All right.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Corey, you ready? Let's have Kane look. Kane, you ready? And go.
Denver Nuggets.
Never licking.
Denver Nuggets.
Neverland.
Denver.
Denver.
Nuggets.
Mountains.
Nuggets.
Log ass.
Fuck, man. Denver Nuggets.
Denver Lions.
Nuggets.
Detroit Lions. Denver Broncos.
Nuggets.
Denver Nuggets.
Yes. Holy cow, fishbowl.
Fishbowl.
Yeah, all right. Peter Piper.
Peter Piper.
Yes. Big old boner.
Slow boater.
Big old boner.
Big old motor.
Big old
boner.
Boner.
Big old boner.
Yes. Fresh grass.
Fresh grass.
Yes. Big ass.
Big ass.
Yes! 49ers.
49ers.
Yes!
Whoa! Yeah. Wow. That was fucking great. Kane, you got seven, dude.
Well, after he got Denver Nuggets, he still got on a roll, but he couldn't get Denver Nuggets for the life of him.
You are on fire. And don't help me with you did the basketball motion.
I know, but I felt like...
before dude, that, but I know.
Wow.
What's all the score?
Right. It is 7-5. You're in the lead, Kane.
7-5. Here we go.
Here we go.
We're getting good at this.
Are you good? Are you ready?
Yeah.
And go.
Chutes and ladders.
What?
Chutes and ladders.
Chutes and ladders.
Yes. Raggedy Ann.
Rain day.
Raggedy Ann.
Rainy day.
Raggedy Ann.
Breakdance.
No.
Next.
Next. Poopy taint.
Booby tassels.
Poopy taint.
Poopy taste. Poopy booby.
Poopy taint.
Booby dancing. Booty dancing. Booty dance. Poopy taste. Poopy dance. Poopy dance. Poopy taste. Next.
He said it. He said... Oh, no, he didn't. Defense attorney.
What?
Defense attorney.
Defensive training?
Defense
Jeez Louise.
Wow.
Holy moly. What the heck? Did you say booty dancing? Booby dancing?
I said poopy taint.
Oh, poopy taint. What?
Sometimes your taint gets poopy.
Poopy taint?
Poopy taint. And then the other one was defense attorney.
Oh, defense attorney.
Yeah.
All right, so yeah. Corey, you got one on that.
Wow.
So it is now 7-6. Kane's in the lead.
Okay.
Gotcha. All right. You gotta make them a little harder this time, Corey. Mm-hmm. You ready? Mm-hmm. And go.
Walla walla bing bang.
What? It's like a paragraph.
Walla walla.
Walter White.
Walla 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 bing bang.
Walla walla bing bang.
Oh, wow.
Pineapple Express.
Pineapple Express.
Yeah. Tutti Frutti Booty.
Tutti Frutti Booty.
Crab apple.
Crab apple.
Floating turd.
Floating turd.
Jesus Christ. Oh, man. Mad cow disease.
Bagdowie.
Mad cow disease.
Mad cow disease.
Mad cow disease, yeah. Hanky panky.
Hanky panky.
Yeah. Blue waffle.
Blue waffle.
Yeah. Just, yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Kane, you got 7.
It oh, man. You got 14 now? Holy
14
shit.
Okay. To all right. 6.
All right. So right, you he needs really to go off here.
Yes.
This is the last round.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Yes, last round.
Yeah, last round. Ready?
Okay. Corey, you ready?
Sight unseen.
What?
Sight unseen.
No, next. I don't fucking know what that is.
Motorboat the boobies.
Boner on the boobies.
Motorboat the boobies.
Motorboat and boobies.
There you go.
Okay.
Watch the teeth.
Washing your teeth. Brush your teeth.
Watch.
Watch.
The teeth.
Watch the teeth.
Yeah, there you go.
Watch. Oh.
Nincompoop.
Touch a boob.
Nincompoop.
Lick the boob. Lick a boob.
Nincompoop.
Lick up poop?
Nincompoop.
Nincompoop.
Yes. Surgeon General.
What?
Surgeon General.
Dirty towel.
No. Surgeon. Oh.
Oh my God. Jesus Christ. Up.
You got.
Wow.
Wait, put his headphones on. Corey, you got 3. You got 3, so it is now 9-14. You can't win,
well,
right?
I don't have to go anymore because
no,
I won.
No, you're done. You won. Well, play the music. Kane finally won.
Woo! He fucking murdered
me. He finally won. Read my lips.
Wasn't making him that hard, to be honest with you.
I did, Willie. What did I do? I don't remember what I did.
I don't know. Mafia, were, I feel like they were too easy. Maybe
I did all
I'm
the ones
really
on top of my head.
I don't know.
I did some crazy ones. I did some wild ones.
Yeah. Cats said, damn, Kane dialed in. You betcha. All right, news.
Yeah. And now, from a location unknown for his safety, it's Kane with the Not Quite News.
Not Quite!
Did you get got yesterday? I got by someone, April Fool's joke, and I'm so pissed off. It was so embarrassing. It's on Instagram. I forget. Scott Libedo, I think is how you say his name. He's a patriot. Whatever. He's the guy. Maybe you know the story. He was the one who got arrested for throwing pizzas over the fence and onto the lawn of the mayor's house.
Yeah.
He's awesome. Actually, he's a friend of Houseguest Lisa. But he did this thing yesterday. He's got a big bandage on his face and a bruise and his hair's all
he's
fucked
a what?
Up.
He's a friend of Houseguest Lisa?
Yeah. They're from Staten Island. Everybody knows everybody. And his face is all bashed up. And he's like, well, fuck, man. Always wear your seatbelt. He started telling a story, quick story about how he didn't wear a seatbelt and he rear-ended a guy. And this is what happened. He's like pulling his bandage off to show. He's like, yeah. Ah. And it was gross. I was at the gym and I actually audibly went, oh. And then he starts wiping the wound off. I'm like, you fucking dick.
Ah, what a dick.
How stupid I gotta be.
He threw pizza on someone's lawn?
What's the Gracie Mansion? Yeah, he threw pizzas onto the Gracie Mansion lawn to protest. I forgot what the protest was exactly about.
Yeah, what was the protest about?
I forgot. Just the mayor's a douche, I think. Protesting everything the mayor did. Anyway, the most taboo April Fool's pranks include pantsing someone in public. Now, that's funny. I don't care who you are. I used to pants my buddy at the Vikings games. He didn't wear underpants.
We got pants all the time. I used to hate rocking around my friends at the baseball field because they were pantsing everyone. I used to tie the drawstring so tight.
Yeah, that's what he did. Because he sat next to me and he'd get up on the seat. He was the guy who got the section going. And he wore these Zubas, these Viking Zubas. And he never, still this day, doesn't wear underwear. And you can tell it's gross. And he'd get up in the seat, go, let's go, let's go. And whoop, I did it twice. Quick pulls him up. He had those fuckers cinched so tight after that.
Oh, yeah. No one wants their wiener to be out in public, dude. Come on, man.
His legs turned purple. He was so.
You could tell who was the easiest, too, though. The easiest person was to get with people wearing sweatpants. You already knew. Yeah. Or gym shorts. You already knew. They're going to come down like butter.
Catfishing someone also up there, faking a proposal or a breakup, messing with someone's phone, like changing the language.
Yeah.
That would piss me off. Tampering with my food or drink. Walmart thief says she was playing a game called 21. Where you dump stolen stuff in a random car. You go around, you steal stuff, and then throw it in someone else's car.
Hey, that's a fun game called What Are You Doing? What's the reason for that? Usually people steal things because they need it. You're stealing because now you're just not even using it.
Stupid.
Like some people are poor, really poor. They don't have any money, so they steal things because they need things. You're just stealing it because you're a dick. I seen a guy steal Pampers because his kid needed diapers. Like he needed that. He wasn't stealing.
Didn't you pay for that?
Yeah, one time. There was another time I actually saw a guy just steal diapers. But yes.
37-year-old Samantha Gonzalez smoked toad venom in Mexico in search of a spiritual experience. Got more than she bargained for.
Psychedelic, dude.
Caused her to vomit and feel waves of terror.
Yeah, but that's what it does. That's what they do. That's what they do it for. They you know going into it that you're going to probably throw up and you're gonna have like these visions.
It's that ayahuasca shit, right?
Yeah, it's the same shit. Yeah, it's like that, yeah.
That doesn't sound like any kind of fun. No. Like, it's an acid trip. Why would you do that to yourself?
But my thing is, we already know that. Why would you go? You knew that was going to happen to you if you did any research at all. You knew you were going to do that. People freak out. They vomit. They get feverish. They sweat.
As horrible as experience she had, she still says, I would recommend it, but keep your therapist nearby.
Yeah. You know what she could do? She could just eat raw chicken. She would have had the same effect.
Yeah. Check this out. Ozempic maker Novo Nordisk facing pressure because a study has found that the $1,000 appetite suppressant can be made for $5.
What?
$5 a month.
Margin.
$5 a month.
Christ.
So what is it made out of then? It's got to be something so stupid and cheap and so bad.
Semaglutide. It's a peptide that you could buy. That's all it is.
It can be manufactured for 89 cents to $4.73 for a month's supply.
Jesus.
So now everybody's on because, you know, that's all they do. And look at their margins. Holy shit.
Big, big pharma.
Well, unbelievable.
Losing your virginity in your 20s and 30s can lead to erectile dysfunction.
My wiener has the opposite effect. It's just hard.
You still wake up saluting the captain?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Every morning.
Good for you. Every morning?
Almost every morning. I think so. I think it's pretty much 95% of the time.
Shockingly, I do too.
Did you ever nudge Alicia and go like, hey?
No, because usually there's a kid in the middle of us.
Oh.
So, you asked me a question, you would answer.
I know, but like.
Does he ever say, Dad, what's that?
Yeah. No, okay, I don't let him see my boomer.
Potatoes might no longer be a vegetable.
What is it going to be?
Government might reclassify potatoes as a starch.
Well, I mean, technically
it is. Same category as grains. Who care? Does it matter?
Really? No, it doesn't matter. I did see a crazy news article that said by the year 2029, we might lose a second. So instead of being 60 seconds in a minute, that might be 59 seconds in a minute because the rotation of the Earth is spinning faster.
I think they don't. They just have to fix it once by 1 second, and then everything goes. I don't know.
But that's still crazy to think about.
Yeah. That one will just piss us off. And let's do bad jokes. All right.
It's now time for.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Kane and Corey's
really bad jokes.
Yeah, baby.
Apple turned 48 yesterday. Come on, Corey. Come on.
That's a rotten apple.
The workers who assembled the phones turned 8.
Okay. I should have known you were going that direction.
Yeah. Come on, learn me. April is Distracted Driving Awareness Month.
Or as they call it in China, just April.
I read that while doing 90 on the parkway. Paris Hilton revealed why she never shows her baby on social media.
Yeah, because of that big ass head. What do you mean? That's the only thing that's going to be in frame is the big ass.
I wrote, she can't get good lighting because her baby's head blocks out the sun.
Can't fit anything else in child. The picture, to be honest.
I, for a minute, thought about, you can't make fun of a baby's head. But
they
the baby's,
he doesn't know we're saying it. He doesn't know we're saying it.
The baby's just
he
the
has
baby.
No idea.
Costco may start cracking down on non-members using their food courts.
Walmart's like, we'll take anybody.
You got to pay. Got to pay for a membership if you want to eat cheap hot dogs in a prison yard setting while pigeons pick an old pizza off the floor. You're making you pay for that. It's a fine dining experience. 7-Eleven introducing hot dog flavored water.
Oh, God.
Ah.
Perfect for when you've been drinking all night and want to get hydrated but still haven't thrown up. Actually, that turned out to be a April Fool's prank. They're not making hot dog flavored water.
Oh, really?
No. Deer in England had to be rescued after being tangled in a soccer net.
Oh, man. The hunter was like, well, that was the goal. The hunter said, well, that was okay. Shit. All right.
I'll give it a light.
Hold on. I wrote,
witnesses on the scene were completely shocked. It was the first time that anything had hit the back of the net.
Ah, because that's how boring soccer is.
Exactly. And I don't like that one. What else do I got? Oh, here's one more. Saudi Arabian investors are interested in buying TikTok.
Mainly to get all the gays off of there.
Well, then everybody would be off of TikTok. Except for you.
I'm the only straight person.
Saudi and Arabian investors interested in buying TikTok. If that happens, heads are going to roll. Literally.
Yeah, literally.
And finally, South Carolina Gamecocks beat the Oregon State Beavers. The Gamecocks beat the Beavers to advance to the Final Four of the women's basketball tournament.
Cocks be beating Beavers all the time, man.
Let's whelp it. Let's get the hell out of here. There you go. You're not here tomorrow, Corey.
No, Alicia's having surgery tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Surgery day. Make the cancer go away. That's a song I just made up.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
I'll sing that one. Thank you. All right, so we wish you the best. And we'll see you Thursday.
Yes, I'll be back Thursday.
All right, bye.
Later. Goodbye, everybody.
Later.
Kane and Corey.